KPTZ Local News. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Kotzenbach with local news for today, February 25th, 2022. Four patients are currently hospitalized with COVID in Jefferson County, and 105 active cases are in isolation. To date, there have been 3,015 cases of COVID reported in the county since March 2, 2020. There have been 26 deaths from COVID, and 81.10% of the total population has been vaccinated. The Washington Trust for Historic Preservation designated the Maritime Washington National Heritage Area in 2019. It is a coastal nonprofit dedicated to preserving the state's historic maritime resources. The Trust is sponsoring a hands-on experience for young people at Fort Worden this summer. The Youth Heritage Project will dive into maritime heritage, past and present. The overnight experience offers unique opportunities for active learning, outdoor fun, and student-led volunteer projects. The curriculum includes boating, meeting with boat builders and tradespeople, and local tribal members. Students interested in history, the out-of-doors, storytelling, and art are encouraged to apply. The program is also seeking adults to serve as teacher mentors. All interested parties can find more information at preservewa.org or on the Port Townsend Facebook page. The program runs from July 12th to the 15th. The Port Townsend and Jefferson County Leader reports that Kevin Street, general manager of the Jefferson County Public Utility District, acknowledged the strong expression of public dissatisfaction with the plan to cut down the iconic poplars on Sims Way. At a meeting on February 15th, he outlined three possible approaches to dealing with the basic problem of overhead electric wires, one of which would be to bury the wires and leave the trees. The other two options involve cutting the trees down. So for those who want to keep the trees, there is still an option of hope. Stay tuned. And in more tree news, the Jefferson County Forestry Study, begun in 2019, hired Mallory Weinheimer of Chickadee Forestry to evaluate the health of county forests and collect data on the potential income forests might generate, as well as fire hazards, recreational and conservation possibilities, the effects of climate change, and setting up policies for the future. Weinheimer looked at and thinned out trees in various parts of the county. She reported that many of our forest lands are healthy and can provide timber sales to make money, but others are neglected and present potential fire hazards. She pointed out that the cost of mitigating these fire dangers takes away from the profit of cutting and selling good timber. There is work to be done. The sale of firewood and other timber with less value than cedar and Douglas fir can also bring in funds, but the county needs to design a process for offering these products to the public. With a lot of the data collected by Chickadee Forests, the county can now move ahead to develop policies for long-range forest sustainability, recreation, and timber sales. At this time of year, fire isn't a problem, and this weekend promises to be a rainy one, especially Saturday night and Sunday. But if you're a true Northwesterner, the Marine Science Center is offering a low tide walk from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at North Beach County Park. Find out what marine critters get up to after dark. Bring a flashlight or a headlamp and a mask. For some indoor entertainment, check out the Port Townsend Orchestra's concert at Chimicum High School. The program includes Astor Piazzolla's Grand Tango with cellist Pamela Roberts. There's a dress rehearsal tonight at 7 p.m. and the formal performance on Sunday at 2 p.m. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Kotzenbach. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.